Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, the concluding statement of the Hizb ut-Tahrir conference in Wilaya of Lebanon, normalization and surrender, or the promise of Allah and the state of Islam, on the tragic 105th anniversary of the destruction of the Khilafah, Caliphate. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, abundant, pure and blessed praise. All praise is due to Allah, Malik al-Mulk, تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Owner of sovereignty, you give sovereignty to whom you will and you take sovereignty away from whom you will, you honor whom you will and you humble whom you will. In your hand is all good, indeed you are over all things competent. Ali Imran 26. And prayers and peace be upon the sent mercy, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his pure family. When Allah Almighty permitted his victory, the Arabs submitted to him. The throne of Heracles was destroyed, and the fire of Khorasos was extinguished within a decade or slightly more. May Allah be pleased with his illustrious and noble companions who adhered to the rule of Allah in the darkest of circumstances. So Allah favored them and made them successors and leaders. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And we made from among them leaders, guiding by our command when they were patient and when they were certain of our signs. As-Sajda 24. The condition of the Muslims continued in honor and supremacy for more than 1300 years until their Khilafah, Caliphate, was destroyed on this very day, the 28th of Rajab, 1342 AH, corresponding to the 3rd of March, 1924 CE. Since then, the Ummah has become like orphans at the tables of the ignoble, tossed about by the great and powerful states. Thus, the lands became as you see them today. Ruwaybida, lowly, incompetent rulers, client agents of the West, who sold Palestine for a paltry price and showed no regard for it. Then they made peace over it with the enemies of Allah and their own enemies, leaving its people to be slaughtered openly day and night upon the altar of the Jews with America behind them. As for America, whose arrogance has swollen and whose conceit has grown, it believed during Trump's first and second presidencies that it was capable of imposing peace upon the region through what is called the Abraham Accords, claiming to create common ground between the religions of the region, Islam, the true religion, and Judaism and Christianity after their distortion, merging them into a falsified mixture of laws. Thereafter, it began practicing outright thuggery upon the world, resting a head of state here, threatening to seize another state's land there, seeking to extinguish the fire in southern Lebanon and Gaza because it desires them as economic tourist zones for its citizens and soldiers, enabling immorality on their shores and reigniting the fire of war in Yemen through its agents because it covets the rare mineral wealth of Hadramaut, and the shameful list of America goes on. This is the America that leads the caravan of normalization and surrender in the region. Rulers abase themselves before it to preserve their thrones and their wealth. Before even that, their own heads' voices fall silent, except for a very few still clinging to the illusions of nationalism and the scraps of defunct nationalism and communism, yet their cries echo in a valley other than that of the Islamic Ummah, after the bareness of all these ideologies has been exposed. Thus, it became an obligation and a duty imposed by the Sharia of Allah Almighty and imposed by the reality of evading confrontation with this American campaign that among the movements, groups, and gatherings there arise those who command good and forbid evil, who understand the regional and international political dynamics, who work for change, who strive to confront and combat the path of normalization and surrender, recording their stance in the records of Allah Almighty before the records of people. Thus, Allah is pleased with their support for him and grants them victory. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O you who have believed, if you support Allah, He will support you and plant firmly your feet. Muhammad 7. Accordingly, this conference was held under the title, quote, Normalization and Surrender, or the Promise of Allah in the State of Islam, in confrontation with the American plan for a new Middle East. The conference, through its speeches, clearly and explicitly articulated its position on this decisive issue. The words were woven together to present the party's vision and stance through its representatives from Lebanon, Syria, Turkey, and Gaza. These actions were affirmed as steps along the path toward achieving the objective that the capabilities and resources exist within the Ummah generally and in the lands of Asham in particular, that they are fit for change on the basis of Islam, and that those who endure the hardship and wounds of the defunct Assad regime are, Allah willing, capable of completing the journey, even with the continuation of coercive rule for a time, mindful of the saying of our Lord Almighty, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And do not despair of relief from Allah. Indeed, no one despairs of relief from Allah except the disbelieving people. Yusuf 87. Turkey today presents a living example of the ability of workers to transcend secularism toward the Khilafah, Caliphate. Even authority is entrusted to those who represent their deen. Lebanon, with all its tragedies and tensions, makes the world hear that the promise of Allah and his state are supreme and will impose themselves upon America's project in arrogance. And then comes the wounded, afflicted message of Gaza, drawn with lines of blood and martyrdom, demonstrating that capabilities, even a few, can confront the mightiest powers, for the matter lies in men behind the weapon, not in the weapon itself. Thus the words summarized the scene. It is the project of Islam and its state confronting the projects of American hegemony alongside which the corrupt rulers of Muslim lands march. In conclusion, Hizb al-Tahrir in the Wilaya of Lebanon affirms the following. First, the American plan for the region is not a cumulative process of temporary policies or reactive responses to crises, but rather an integrated strategic project of domination, combining military, political, economic, and ideological dimensions, managed with a long-term mindset aimed at controlling the region and preventing any fundamental transformation in its political structure. Second, the party identifies the core pillars of this plan as follows: the entrenchment of the Jewish entity as an advanced base for Western interests and the guarantee of its qualitative military and political superiority, preventing the establishment of political unity for the Islamic Ummah, perpetuating dependency through financial institutions, aid, and sanctions, and combating political Islam while imposing what is termed the Abrahamic religion as a substitute for Islam in its idea. Third, engagement in paths sponsored by the United States, whether called settlement, reform, neutrality, or stability, remains nothing more than a crisis management under the ceiling of the American project and does not lead to real liberation or the restoration of sovereignty. Fourth, from this perspective, Hizb al-Tahrir presents the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood as the comprehensive political alternative, not as an emotional reaction or nostalgic yearning, but as an integrated system of governance. Fifth, establishing the Khilafah is not the task of isolated elites, but a project of the Ummah, beginning with building political awareness, exposing the nature of the conflict, liberating concepts from distortion, and organized political work with the Ummah and the people of power to establish rule by what Allah has revealed. Sixth, the lands of Asham, especially Palestine, Lebanon, and Syria, occupy a central position in American calculation, not only due to geography, but due to their direct link to the security of the Jewish entity and their civilizational and political depth for the Islamic Ummah. Seventh and finally, changing tools does not mean changing objectives, and reintegrating any state into the so-called international system under American conditions only entrenches dependency, not sovereignty. O honorable gathering, we wished that representatives of the party from nearly 45 countries could attend this conference, foremost among them the Emir of Hizb al-Tahrir, the eminent scholar Ata bin Khalil Abu Rashta, so that America might see itself standing before towering mountains confronting its path and project. But borders, lands, and security measures separated us. We ask Allah that the next meeting be soon in a land of honor and a second khilafah on the method of prophethood, so that these pains, difficulties, conferences, and positions become memories you narrate to your children, as Khabbab ibn al-Arat and the companions once recalled their suffering under the polytheists in the shade of the first Islamic state. وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ أَنْتُمْ قَلِيلٌ مُسْتَضْعَفُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ تَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَتَخَطَّفَكُمُ النَّاسُ فَآوَاكُمْ وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِهِ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And remember when you were few and oppressed in the land, fearing that people might snatch you away, but he sheltered you, supported you with great victory, and provided you with good things that you might be grateful. Al-Anfal 26. May your coming and striving be blessed, and may Allah record it in your deeds as light, proof, and salvation on the day of resurrection, and as the highest paradise in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, the followers, and those who follow them with excellence until the day of judgment. ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخَرِينَ. A companion of the former peoples and a few of the latter ones. Surah Al-Waqi'ah 13-14. And the last of our supplication is that all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon.